You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, it's Cary Oberbrunner. Great to be with you today. Listen, this is a sad but exciting episode. What do I mean by that? Today is the final episode of Igniting Souls. We've started in the beginning. It was called, was it called Cary Oberbrunner Podcast, Igniting Souls Podcast? I don't even know. But here's the point. Good things come to an end. And we've had millions of downloads. I just want to say thank you so much. The past 7 years, over 400 episodes, we've had the who's who. We've had well-known influencers. We've had unknown people that have blown up. We've had people that have had tremendous insight and value. This has been truly a wild, exciting journey. And I just want to share what's coming next, because you know me, if you know me, I think you know me by now. But it's been just a deep honor to be in a conversation and a relationship with you the past 7 years, whether you're a new listener, whether you are someone who's ever listened, maybe you've even found this final episode many, many, many years later. But I'm recording it right now today on, I think it's December 20th, 2021. And one of my friends, Dan Miller, taught me years ago. It's some of the best advice I've ever received. He said, Cary, every year I cut off 15% of what I'm doing, 15%, even if it's amazing. And he said, the reason why I do that is to create margin for what's next. And that is so contrary to what so many people today live by, teach by. I mean, I'm a classic example of someone who only recently started doing this. I mean, in the past, my former assistant, Mike Domini, I got to give him so much credit, because when he came on board, he would see how my day would be meeting, 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 client, 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 activity, activity, activity. And I mean, that's how I wanted it. And let's be honest, why did I want it like that? That's a deeper question. To be busy, the adrenaline rush, because I don't like to be still. Ooh, these are deep issues, right? What about you? Why? Maybe you're someone who's crushing it with margin. If so, congratulations. But the past, I'd say the past 9 months, I've hit the snooze button and laid there and thought for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, sometimes an hour. Other times, because Mike forced me to do it, I'd have these hours in the middle of the day. And guess what I would do? I would do the most important work. And sometimes I would nap. I mean, I haven't taken a nap in my adult life until maybe 2 years ago, ever. And I think what's changed, folks, is I think we can be addicted to activity. You know what I'm saying? I think we can feel like, ooh, the hustle makes me feel important. The hustle makes me feel valued, worth. And so, man, woman, whoever's listening to this, I just want to share that it has been so exciting these past 2 years, months, just to grow and to say, you know what, I'm going to lean into the pain. I'm going to create margin. I'm going to stare deep into the abyss and look in the mirror and close some blind spots. And here's what's happened. You ready for what's happened? Massive creativity, massive new thinking, seeing trends that I've never seen, slowing down long enough to predict the future rather than just react to the future. I'll tell you what, just this past weekend, I'm at a basketball game with my daughter's, my wife, my daughter, she was playing basketball. And that morning, I had spent some time reading scripture, prayer about what's next. And my prayer was literally, God, connect me to the right people. I'm at this basketball game, and because I'm present, I hear someone next to me say, oh, look who that is. And then they named the influencer. Now, I've known about this influencer for 20 years. I've never been even close to the proximity of this person before. I've never met the person. And somebody said, I think that's, you know, and then they named the person. Well, because I was rested, because I had margin, because I've had the ability to slow down, I thought for a moment and I said, you know what? God, maybe this is that connection that I prayed about this morning. The person, by the way, walked out because their daughter's game was over. They walked out to the parking lot, but I said, you know what? I'm going. And I stood up and I looked, and I don't even know what this person looks like really, but they said that this person had a backwards hat on. So I looked out in the parking lot and I saw the person's backwards hat, and I yelled their first name, and the person kind of looked up a little bit confused, and I went over and I introduced myself and added value to the person. I showed up, filled up. I got that book around here somewhere. Show up, filled up, right? I put into practice what I write about, which doesn't always happen. And I added value to that person, and I asked curious questions. And the whole conversation was 3 minutes. That person gave me their phone number and said, follow up with me, please. This morning, I made that person a video. The video platform tells me they already watched it. I don't know what's going to happen. But all I'm saying is this is an exciting adventure. And the first step is getting quiet. The first step is slowing down. The first step is being still. It says in my favorite book, be still and know that I am God. Now, there's two ways to read that verse. One way is to say, I'm God. And the other way is to say, be still and know that God is God. And that's how I interpret the verse. Because you know what? Last time I checked, I'm not God and you're not God. But so many times, let's be honest, we live like we are. We live like we're in control. We live like we have ultimate power. We live like we have no limitations, and we don't need sleep and we don't need eat, and we can just go, 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 go. We can't. And this is why the Igniting Souls podcast is winding down. We'll still let it live on the all the platforms. At least that's my plan. Somebody heard about us ending and they're like, oh, are you removing all 400 episodes? I don't think so. I think we'll let it be. But here's what I know. We're starting a new initiative. We're starting a new podcast. I'm going to... Do I dare get into the new podcast here? I'm going to. So I'm going to switch the banner if you're watching this on video. If you're watching it on, if you're listening to it on audio, don't worry. But here's the new initiative. Here's the new podcast. It's called Blockchain Life. And you might think, Carrie, that is the, what the heck are you talking about? This is not some random thing. This is not some, what's the word, impulsive decision. I've been studying blockchain now going on a year, about 9 months. I've listened to hundreds of books. I've watched hundreds of hours of video. I've watched the experts in the business. And here's what I'm saying. I know nothing. Let me say that again. There are some topics that you can master. This industry is moving so fast. This world is moving so fast. This topic of blockchain, it is literally being termed Internet 3.0. And you, my friend, are too important to just say, let's just sit by the side and watch what happens. I wasn't even aware when the first internet came. I mean, I was in my own world. I was in college. I was training to be a pastor. I was focused on other things. And if I would have been in a meeting back in the late 90s, early 90s, and someone would have said to a business, hey, you probably should pay attention to the internet. Most people in that room would have said something like this. Why do we need the internet? Why do we need a web page? We already have a brochure. In other words, we would have said ignorantly, why? And here's my point. No business today that I know of, except maybe a kid's lemonade stand, no business today survives and thrives without some form of internet integration. I would argue and say no church. I would argue and say no person. And you might say, well, Kerry, what about you know, the person who's in the tribe, blah, blah, blah. Many of these tribes have a solar panel that's connected to a phone that serves as the weather report. It serves as the bank. In fact, yes, my friends, over 6 billion people are unbanked in the world today. But because of blockchain, they now can turn that phone not into just a ATM, but into a bank. There are so many exciting things happening. In fact, I would tell you this. I went to my pastor this summer as I was studying this, and I said, Dean, have you ever thought about receiving cryptocurrency for offering? And he kind of looked at me and said, yeah, I thought about it, but I don't really know much about it. I said, Dean, I just think you might want to do a little bit of exploring. If you need any help, I'm here for you. 2 weeks later, I go to my church's website. They're now accepting cryptocurrency. Now, am I doing a podcast on cryptocurrency? Not a chance. Am I doing a podcast on NFTs? Not a chance. On blockchain? Not a chance. Here's the point. The podcast, my friend, is talking about all of these things. You cannot pull the internet away from life today. I mean, think about that. We have orders coming today. Doctors are seeing us through the internet. Scheduling, sports, faith, sermons. If you want to pretend that the world doesn't exist without the internet, you're fooling yourself. And we could have never imagined back in the 90s that today you would pick up a phone in a random city and you would press a button and someone in a strange vehicle would come and pick you up. And you would get in that vehicle and you would let them drive you to some location. That would have been the furthest thing from your mind. Or that you would actually go to a strange city and stay in someone's house. Well, Uber and Airbnb, we know that these things have, here's what they've done. They've created trust and verification. And because of that, we are now able to do business and transactions and community and life in ways we never thought possible. Blockchain isn't just rewriting the rules. It's literally changing the game. So I'm very passionate about this. And you might say, Kerry, what about publishing? It has everything to do with publishing. It has everything to do with books. It has everything to do with authors. It has everything to do with authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, speakers, folks, faith, blockchain life is showing how essentially the tagline is your world connected and protected. And yes, publishing is an expression of that, a very big expression. Because publishing is literally an author and their IP, their intellectual property. So folks, I am so excited to take you on this journey. Your trust is so important to me. You can look at my track record the last 20 years. It is not flawless, but I've always tried to put serving first. I've always tried to put innovation and creativity and exploration and all these things. You know, that's why I did write a fiction book, a near future thriller. That's why I explored many books. I mean, I'm constantly pushing the edge because I believe that life is growth and life is change. And it's bittersweet to end today this amazing podcast called Igniting Souls Show. But it's so exciting to be starting Blockchain Life. I'm not going to be the only speaker. In fact, I have tremendous experts all lined up. We're talking women, a lot of women in blockchain, because that hasn't been the case. And there's this emergence of women in blockchain, really smart women. I mean, I got my notepad and I'm just so honored that we can be here and take notes. The first few episodes are experts that I've gotten to know the last 2 years. A lot of them are my friends and a lot of them are guys, but I'm already recording with the women, and you're going to see some incredible things. I mean, we're talking military, faith, in bill collection industry. We're talking to 20-somethings, 40-somethings, 80-somethings. It is going to be this most wild ride, and your support and attention is something I deeply respect. It's something I deeply cherish, and it's something I don't take lightly. So if your journey ends here with Igniting Souls, then blessings to you. And it's been a deep honor serving you. If you're coming on for the next level, you're still going to get faith. You're still going to get publishing. You're still going to get creativity, but you're going to get massive innovation. And here's what I think. You're going to be ahead of the learning curve. You're going to be where things are going, and you're going to be in the know, because you can either watch the news or you can make the news. And my friends, it's time for us as souls on fire to make the news. So look up Blockchain Life. By this time, it may have already started. The new episodes are going to be dropping in literally the next few days. And you're going to see a branding upgrade. Again, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going deeper. So thanks, friends. It's a deep honor. This is Cary Oberbrunner. You are very important to me, and I consider it a privilege that you've given me in this life a little bit of your time and attention, and hopefully I've been able to enhance your life, ignite your soul. I thank God for each one of you, and here's to something very exciting. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.